now.
And welcome to the SVK Crypto Podcast. 15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name is Charles Story. I'll be your host for the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from the city of London, Shoreditch. So let's get down to business. A lot's been happening, a lot's been going on, but let's go for the levels real quick. Bitcoin's currently trading at $3,403, down 3.5% in the last 24 hours. Ripple's currently trading at 29 cents, that's down 1.5%, with Ethereum currently trading at $88, down 4%. Stellar currently trading at 11 cents, which is currently down 4%. And we have Bitcoin Cash, $99, current print price, that's down 6%. And EOS, currently $1.83, down 7.5%. I'm going to give a special shout out to DEX, D-E-X, which is currently priced at 35 cents, and that's up 49.42%, outperforming the market massively. So with that in mind, let's get on to the next part of the show. Let's find out what's been going down, what's been going on. There's been a barrage of news stories today, good and bad. So it's my job to bring you guys up to speed on what's been going down and what you need to know. With that in mind, let's get on to the next part of the show. Before we get down to business, I want to give a big shout out to Galaxy Digital, who have just released a press release that they're leading a $30 million round for social crypto startup Good Money. So digital banking platform Good Money have just announced they've raised $30 million in a Series A funding round to continue developing its app. So led by Mike Novogratz from Galaxy Digital via its Galaxy EOS VC fund, participants in the funding round include Brea Capital, Block Tower Capital, Boost VC, Ken Howery, Blockchange Ventures, Cross Culture Capital, Troy Carter, Mitch Kapoor, Peter Diamandis, Blake Mycosi, and Justin Rustein, amongst others. So the startup aims to act as a bank through which every customer owns some amount of equity with incentives backed in for those who install the app, refer friends, and set up direct deposits. As part of traditional banking services, Good Money says it will offer free ATMs worldwide for all users. So with this, there's no overdraft fees, low consumer loan rates, and 2% federal deposit insurance corporate savings rate. The company intends to release its full app sometime in 2019. So I want to give a big shout out to Galaxy Digital, the team at Good Money, and all of the other participants in the Series A round. This is a really, really exciting project. And let's see how it rolls out. You know, banking on EOS. This news is not only amazing for the crypto space in general, right? That you're seeing new ways of banking. And it's really exciting because this team behind Good Money, the ability to execute that they have is off the charts. They're operators. They're going to make this happen. And it's really exciting to be part of this. And it's also great for the EOS ecosystem. Another great project using a great protocol out there as well. So big shout out to everyone involved in that. One of the big stories today that caught my attention was that just two ASIC Bitcoin mining rigs remain profitable in current markets. So amid the cryptocurrency market crash, even the newest crypto mining machines are struggling to seal profits for their operators. According to real-time data published by mining profitability data site ASICMinerValue.com, AMV, and that's published today, AMV is a site that calculates real-time profitability rates for ASIC miners hardware that uses application-specific integrated circuit, ASIC chips, tailored to efficiently mine cryptocurrency-based specific hashing algorithm. Updated every minute, that calculates profit yields for specific miners based on current power outlets and costs, network difficulty, block rewards, and cryptocurrency prices. So the site indicates at this current point in time that amongst ASIC mining machines geared to mine coins that are based on cryptographic hash function SHA-256, such as Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash, only two are currently making any profit. Both models were released in October 2016 and show 58 cents and 21 cents in daily profit. Wow. The current most profitable mining machine is the EBIT 11++, which was released by Chinese mining hardware Ebang Communications is currently priced at $2,024. So as reported last week, mining manufacturer giant Bitmain has announced it will be closing its development center in Israel and firing local employees, with local reports attributing the decision to the current situation and shakeup of the global crypto market. So this October, even ahead of the crypto market slump, a report from crypto outlet Dyer indicated that crypto mining is gradually becoming a profitable only for Bitcoins, whose pockets are deep enough to subsidize burgeoning electricity costs. So like the question is, what does this mean? Well, this means that mining Bitcoin is not a profitable game. Like, and if you remember last year, you had all these ICOs, which were like, because there was a lot of people making money with mining because they'd been mining it since 2013. And like last year, there's lots of different ICOs, but like, hey, invest in this ICO and you will own part of a mining machine, which will make this, 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 and this. But what people didn't really factor in is that the market could go down. And at this current point in time, the Bitcoin algorithm hasn't calculated in the current market price, which means that rewards for the block producers, the miners, is not there. Like they're not making any money. And the ones who are really subsidizing this, as was just spoken about, is the guys who can afford to let this run out, who have the capital runway to allow their mining machines not to be profitable for the time being, which is crazy. But if you think about how this all started, it started by people having a passion and people having like hobbyists, enthusiasts who just wanted to mine. And it's kind of going back to that slowly but surely. There's a lot of people who will turn their mining machines back on to mine Bitcoin again, just because the big corporates haven't decided that this was worthwhile. And, you know, but it'll be interesting to see who stays in the game on this one. But the other point to mention as well, Bitmain, I mean, those guys really shot themselves in the foot with the IPO that they tried to have last year. I think they're trying to have their IPO at like $19 billion valuation or something crazy like that, which was like one of the biggest IPOs ever. Then the market tanked and then they kind of pulled away from that and more bad news came. There was Chinese competitors coming to market who can make better mining machines. And then, as you just heard, they fired all of their employees in Israel, just like, whoosh, like took them all out of the market, which is crazy. And it makes you think about how these companies are structured. And a lot of these like were structured kind of overnight, right? They were like, okay, great, this is an idea. We're going to make money on this. Okay, great, we're making money. Phenomenal. Let's get more and more people involved. Oh, great. And then the market goes down. It's like, oh, wait, like we can't afford all these people. Let's just start firing people, which is, I guess it's kind of unethical in the whole sense. Like if you didn't need them to begin with, but what it really is steroid crypto on steroids. I think that's a good name. And all these companies were just jacked up and became huge companies overnight. I think Huobi itself, I haven't heard any staff cuts coming from Huobi, but I think Huobi's got like 1,300 employees. That's huge. So it'll be interesting to see what happens to these exchanges who've just like grown massively in a short space of time. The next story I want to pinpoint to is a really good one. So Consensus Town Hall shows staff shaken at Ethereum's largest startup. So internal chat logs from a town hall held Friday by Ethereum production studio at Consensus show that employees are grappling with uncertainty in the face of recently announced layoffs. A day after confirming that 13% of its staff would be cut in what CEO Joseph Lubin called a restructuring of priorities, company leadership held an all-hands meeting to field questions from members of its roughly 1,200-person team. A meeting documented in a live chat. How many months of runway do we have? Asked one anonymous user. I'd like to forfeit my position for a colleague fired, whom I know will add more value. Wow. And then that's what the employee said. Is that possible? Oh my gosh. So while media sources were able to observe the company-wide chat in real time, the corresponding video-streamed answers from Consensus leaderships were not viewable. Yet, because of what appears to be a reticence of the parts of Consensus staff members to discuss the late ongoing situation within the company, the chat logs present the most comprehensive snapshot to date of the major questions still rolling within one of the blockchain industry's most notable companies. We are not commenting on internal conversations, a Consensus spokesperson told media sources today. Quite frankly, these tactics are beneath you and the role that media sources play in the ecosystem as a source of virtual information. Still, the Consensus staff cuts could be a sign of larger change at the startup itself, comprised of a network of projects and startups dedicated to building out use cases in the Ethereum blockchain. Consensus has thus far declined to share which startups or spokes will be impacted by the cuts. Some for and some against. So on Friday, most chat participants were openly critical to the announced layoffs. The wave of layoffs felt like reenacting Order 66, right? What an ominous starter. Making a Star Wars reference. It looked ruthless and swift. Do the values we claim to profess and hold dear actually hold weight? That's what another starter said. Who's going to be held accountable for these decisions that got us into this situation? Another wrote, who and how? Others asked directly about the financial state of the company, and it's unclear if they've received answers. Joe Lubin earlier today said at the current price, around $85 per ETH, we have months of runway. Want to clarify if that's correct, one user asked. Though runway was previously stated as years. Though some chat participants used names that corresponded with those of current consensus employees, it's impossible to verify if outsiders also participated. Even without corresponding answers, the questions themselves reflect internal sentiment at Consensus, embarks on a course of belt tightening and business-minded accountability. God, that's crazy. So, like, it makes you think, like, where is their money? Like, what's the treasury like? Have they sold all their ETH? Or does that mean if ETH's at $85, they have like months of runway? Does that mean that they just hold ETH and they're selling ETH like on a month-by-month basis? That itself, like, it's kind of concerning how these guys are keeping the treasury. It'd be interesting to find out more about that. I know that with Block One, I know they sold all the ETH that they raised in the token generation event. It'd be interesting to see what Consensus has done, whether they've been allocated a proportion of Ethereum, and whether that Ethereum is like their treasury, right? They kept it in ETH instead of going back to dollars, and they were subject to the volatility. So that's craziness. So listen, with that in mind, that's a wrap. I got to bounce. Thank you for your time and attention as always. Hit us up on Telegram, SVK Crowd. That, you know, it makes sense. That's the place to find us all. Twitter is great. That's where the pictures go up, at @SVK_crypto. And feel free to email myself, cstory, C-S-T-O-R-R-Y, @SVKcrypto.com. That's a wrap. And I got to bounce. Have a great day.
You've been listening to an SVK Crypto Podcast original. Follow us on Twitter at @SVK_crypto. Email us on cstory@svkcrypto.com. Leave us a message on our website, www.svkcrypto.com.